escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Packed up for the first road trip of the year.
I'm packed. I was up early, Jay. I got up about 6 o'clock. I was on the 7 o'clock. I thought it was at 7. It started at 7:15.
What, a Zoom or something?
Yeah, I was on the Zoom at 7 o'clock, and it said the host has the host knows you're there. And they started a meeting, and then I looked at the what's called again. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm ahead of everybody. And Charlie get on the thing. B-Bitch, you're here kind of early, huh?
That's hey, better man. Than that appearance you went to a week early that one time.
Hey, bro, let me just tell you. I'll say this: growing up in the military household, and my father was very much like Tom Coughlin, where if he say we leaving at 8. You better be sitting in the damn car by 7:55, because 8 o'clock shows up and you'll see the back of the car leaving. He'll
right.
leave you.
Right.
And I'm like, man, you said 8 o'clock. He said, hey, that could be 7:45, 7:50, but we're not leaving at 8. We're gonna leave a little bit before. So I learned quickly then that Blanche Mitchell Sr. was a different dude.
He's a different dude.
Yeah.
We're all back in studio, holding it down in Navy Yard. Me, B. White Brian, Landfill, Jeff, all the boys are back in town. We're both on flights out of Dulles. We should see if bees could set odds.
Uh-huh.
Because
odds on what?
Well, air travel in the United States of America tends to be difficult.
Uh-huh.
And you and I leave basically the same time. I fly out at 5:15. What time is your flight?
5:10.
5:10. So basically the same amount of time. We're going more or less to the same place. You're going to Boston. I'm going to Providence.
Uh-huh.
Are you renting a car?
Nah.
Okay, I'm renting a car. Just because I think we're going to be running around a lot. I'd love 5:10 versus 5:15. Now, your flight is probably like 7 minutes longer. You know what I mean?
I don't know about all that. Let me check it out.
My flight is scheduled to leave Dulles at 5:15, land in Providence at 6:57 p.m.
Okay.
What does yours say?
I'm trying to pull it up, Mr. Finley.
So, I am curious which one of us will actually land
first
in Rhode Island and or Massachusetts first.
Probably me, because I'm faster.
Brian, I don't think you're going to have much control.
Well, mine is at 5:10, and I'm supposed to land at 6:56.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is a good bet. So you're 5:10 to 6:56. I'm scheduled for 5:15 to 6:57.
Uh-huh.
Now, it appears that the entire East Coast has good weather. So let's assume that storms aren't an issue. But you never know.
It specifies this, though. It is scheduled to leave at 5:10, and it's scheduled to land at 6:56.
Oh, yeah. Well, and one thing that's interesting is, so my flight, 5:15 to 6:57 is roughly an hour, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the actual travel time in the air from D.C. to Boston is what?
Probably 45, 40.
Yeah. Like, they just build in delay time on both sides now.
Well, no, they know that when they get there, they don't just land. They have to do a little slow down, and they do a little circle or whatever, because all the different other flights that are landing.
So what's interesting, too, is Providence. I've flown in there a bunch. It's like small town, easy.
Mm-hmm.
That Logan Airport in Boston, not small town, not easy.
Easy, because you come off with a carry-on, go straight to the
that's true.
You know, the Uber or lot or whatever, and keep moving.
Yeah. it'll be cool to be up there. I'm really excited for tomorrow's joint practice. I am not sure, you know, kind of the first preseason game, generally you're not going to see a lot of the starters, but tomorrow I think we'll see a ton of good work from everybody on the team.
You will, and you know, I think you'll see a lot of good work, but the thing of it is just seeing someone else. And I think we watching it, it becomes a little boring. You think it doesn't become boring for the guys that look at the same stuff every day and
totally.
Look at the same faces? Hell, I'm going against you. I'm sitting there talking to you. The excitement level of just going against somebody else. And I think for coaches, because it gets to a point, and I mentioned this over yesterday and even Friday, it gets to the point where you go against somebody so much, you know exactly how they're going to step. You know, based on how they line, what the play is. And instead of using all of your techniques and your keys, you play what you already know. And I think sometimes it gets a little complacent. People get complacent. But against this team here now, you're going to have to know. And they talked a little bit about Harris. Isn't it Harris that came from there?
Yeah. No.
No, Jones. Jones has been telling the guys what certain receivers like to do. Still, you don't see them doing it every day. And now you got to go. Because as I always say about you, have to also watch yourself, you know, and you got to find out what tendencies are you giving off. So those receivers that Jonathan is telling them, when he does this, he's going to do that. Hell, they may say, well, you know what? Jonathan probably giving them my keys. I'm going to change up something now. And I think you got to be more in tune to your fundamentals and not get caught. And then again, translation. Who can take it from the practice field when the coach is right in your ear right before the snap goes off, and now you're on the field and your coach is way on the other side and you can't hear a damn thing he says? Who's going to be able to take that with them?
Well, I mean, one thing that'll be interesting is, you know, Jonathan Jones knows some of those receivers, right? But he wasn't there with Steph Diggs, and Steph Diggs, by all accounts,
probably won't be playing.
He'll be practicing.
Is he 100% back?
Yeah, he's practicing.
All right.
I don't think he plays Friday night, but I think tomorrow afternoon.
Like, I understand he's practicing against his team. I don't know if they really want to put him out there against another team right now, because, you know, you're going to have guys trying to make a squad. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think Steph Diggs in New England at this point, I think he's got to practice, don't you?
I don't think he has to.
He's been practicing.
I know, but what I just explained, practicing against your team is totally different than practicing against another team. As I said yesterday again, when you practice against your teammate, you know you're competing, but then again, you know I'm not going to try to hurt this guy.
Right.
I'm not going to do nothing stupid with him. When you're practicing against another team, hell, you're trying to impress your coach. You know what I mean? So I can see Steph, if he goes, he'll probably go against legitimate players that are older that he knows are not going to do nothing stupid.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we get a Diggs, Lattimore, like, I mean, I
wouldn't let him go get Lattimore.
You tell me if this is correct. But my assumption, at least for tomorrow, not Friday night, but for tomorrow, is like, I think we'll probably see ones versus twos rather than ones versus ones. Do you think we'll see, like, Washington's starting defense goes against New England's backup offense, and
that's what I expect, but I would love to see the ones against the ones.
Me too.
You know, because like the thing for me, I'm just trying to see how far he's away or his health from having that knee injury last year. That's all I'm concerned about. I'm not saying, you know, if he was 100% healthy the whole year last year coming in, of course. But I'm just a little speculative based off of the injury from last year.
So he has been, now I'm judging on what I've seen like via social media, but I think he's been full go at practices throughout. And they've been practicing about 2 weeks now. I think they're practicing today, which is kind of interesting.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
And... based on, I mean, the guys I know up in New England, Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN. They got no pads on, but they're out there today, and Drake May and Steph Diggs are jogging out to the field together. Now, kind of looks like Steph might not have his helmet, so maybe he doesn't practice today, but it's no pads anyway. He might run some routes. I think that'll be exciting to see, you know, a player of that caliber, what he's got. And against this Washington defensive backfield that's, I think, looked pretty darn good. But to your point, they're going against guys they know. They know when they break the routes, all those things. Diggs is a different level of accomplished receiver. I also think, like, Debo has looked fantastic. It'll be good to see him go against other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're not going to see that Friday. So if you want to get at least a little bit of a test of who's doing what, it's tomorrow.
Steph and Debo, both guys that are experienced enough to where if they don't practice against those guys, won't affect them like it would a younger guy.
Sure.
And the only thing, the difference I'm looking at compared to Debo and Steph, Debo's been healthy the whole time. Steph coming off a major injury. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
Sure.
And he may be at the point where they say, hey, get out there and do some stuff. You know? But a lot of times, and you watch football as much as I do, in this day and age, the money guys are overly protected.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying.
Right. This surprised me. Diggs turns 32 in November.
Bro,
he's been doing it a while.
It flies, dog. It flies, and he's had a damn good one.
Yeah, I mean, from 18 to 23, he went for at least 1,000 yards. I mean, some big seasons in there. His first year in Buffalo, went for 1,500 yards. Only two double-digit touchdown seasons. It's hard to get a double-digit touchdown season. You talked about
when you're as good as he is. Hell, the defense says, we're not letting you get it. They have double-team and sometimes triple watching you.
You talked about being up early, getting stuff done. So I had to get up early and drive both my daughters to camp in very different places. Shelby's doing golf camp, so I had to get her there at 7:45. All good. I thought the drop-off would just take a minute. It ended up being a little more involved. So I had Ainsley waiting in the car, at which point she kind of freaked out because we were out of the car for like 5 minutes. So then she comes running up, kind of tearing up, like, "Daddy, you said it would just be a minute." I was like, "Baby, I'm sorry. I didn't know." And time to a little one is like dog years. Like 1 minute is like a month.
You're a little anxious.
So we dropped Shelby off, then picked up Ainsley's friend to go to their camp. I'm just trying to be helpful knowing I'm about to be out of the house for a couple days. The camp is over in Silver Spring. And from Silver Spring to downtown, the recommended route was just to go down Georgia Avenue. When's the last time you've driven from Silver Spring all the way to down here?
Never. Why would I drive from down Silver Spring?
I didn't know if you happened to be over there sometime.
I've driven down here, but it wasn't at rush hour time.
Yeah, it had been a minute for me. Like,
you came down Georgia Ave?
Just straight down Georgia Ave.
Yeah.
And there's so much stuff that's being built, yet at the same time, there's some old stuff still hanging around. Drove by a place. I never tried this place, but I do like the name of it.
What's that?
Seafood restaurant. Called the Crab Plug.
A Crab Plug.
It wasn't open at, 8:45 a.m., but Crab Plug caught my eye. That is good good marketing right there, Crab Plug people. And so then as I get further into downtown, it just gets congested, and there's bus lanes. And, you're just driving downtown. And I sent that license plate I saw. I can't imagine that's a real license plate.
I would think it is.
It doesn't have, like, dates and you have your license plate and then there's, like, a month, like, a registration?
But it's on the back, right?
It's on the back.
If it was on the front, I might say possibly a fake one. That's on the back of the car. And normally the back is a legitimate one. Because some places expect you to have if they expect to have one, they expect it to be on the back. You know what I mean? The extra one for, like, in D.C., they were stopping people that didn't have them, even if it's from other states, because they'll give you a ticket on that.
Yeah, can I say what that was, Landfill?
Just say female dog.
Yeah, so this license plate just said female dog.
Yeah.
But the more vernacular of it.
The one word, yeah.
And it was a New York plate, but I tweeted it out if you want to look at it. But it doesn't, I find it hard to believe that's a real plate. And in turn, if you're driving around with fake plates, wouldn't you want a fake plate that isn't so noticeable?
Yeah, like if you got a fake plate. That's why I'm thinking it's not a fake plate.
That was wild. So then I'm trying to remember what intersection I was at, but there were like fire trucks everywhere, right? And so I think the responsible thing to do when there are fire trucks everywhere is you're supposed to get out of the way. Like, I'm no expert, but you're supposed to get out of the way. So I want to say it was right around. It was just before Florida Ave. It was probably maybe at the intersection of Georgia and New Hampshire, kind of in there where mm-hmm. It was getting a little busy. And these fire trucks show up, so I'm trying to get out of the way, but I'm also trying to make a left. Now, you know what? It was down closer to Florida. It was, I'm trying to make a left, and there's this one car driving super aggressive, and there's this other car just stopped because I guess, you see a fire truck, you want to stop. Okay, that could be one way to handle it. So I, like, get out of the way and then come around to the left turn lane, and this other car, like, zoomed up, pissed off at me, and I was like, all right, dude, I'm not worried about this. And to make the left on to Florida, there's a green arrow. You know what I mean? Like, I got to wait for the arrow. And so this was like a 2005 Volkswagen station wagon, all tinted out.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, all right, you got a 20-year-old car that you got tinted out. Cool. Good for you. I'm just chilling. I'm going to let them make the left first and I'll go after them because I was getting out of the way of a fire truck. Like, I wasn't trying to cut you off.
Uh-huh.
The light turns green. They start to go, not the driver or the shotgun seat, but the back seat. The window comes down and it's an old lady.
She flipped you off?
Yep. Yo, like, this lady was legit in her 70s. And just, like, the meanest stare ever and just a full flipping me off. And I was just like, have a nice day.
JP, like, New York license plates don't have the stuff like we have.
That's a real license plate.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I encourage everybody to drive Georgia Avenue from downtown to Silver Spring. It's a wild ride. We got a busy day today. Barstool Nate's going to join us. B and I have been talking about this a lot. I want to check in on this Brown situation at quarterback. We got a little bit of time to kind of.
I watched NFL Network last night, and they were just going around. Mark Ross?
Yeah.
They were just jumping around the training camps. And they were talking about trying to keep all four on the roster. That's virtually impossible.
Well, dude, last night Schefter reported they're signing Snoop Huntley because Gabriel's hurt, Shador has a sore shoulder, and Kenny Pickett's hurt. So they got all these quarterbacks, not to mention Deshaun Watson under contract, and they don't have enough bodies to throw in camp.
It's preseason. I'm talking about in the regular season. They talking about trying to keep four. Nope, ain't going to happen.
Nobody go anywhere. It's P. Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.